In Utah, the Winter Olympics entailed daily celebrations of victory, triumphal gestures, flags, anthems. Well, across the continent, a different kind of celebration today for a newly crowned champion, an upset winner, savoring an annual day-after-victory tradition. The champion is Surrey Spice Girl, and the tradition is lunch at Sardi's, the legendary Manhattan watering hole. Spice, as she is known for short, is a miniature poodle, and she was judged best in show last night at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show at Madison Square Garden. Also at Sardi's today, Deborah Wood, dog lover, columnist for the Portland Oregonian, and author of Top Dogs, Making It to Westminster. Deborah Wood, what's the scene at Sardi's?
Oh, it's exciting. Spice has just come in through the elevator. They have to stop and make sure every little hair is in place. She fits perfectly into Sardi's. A woman, however, just as she was coming in, reached in over and went, "What a beautiful dog," and patted her on the head, which created a small crisis. Everybody had to stop, groom her again, so she's looking beautiful.
How does the dog put up with all of the speeches that are given at a luncheon like this?
The dog is a very patient dog, and she's very well behaved. So, you know, just like, you know, most of us learn over the years in school to sit quietly and take notes, the dog's pretty much doing the same thing.
Well, truthfully, are the people there at Sardi's celebrating Spice the dog, or are they celebrating the owners and the handlers, or generally themselves?
It's really Spice the dog. She's really the star of the show. She's there. She's just been brought a steak on a silver platter. She's very elegant and dainty and is taking small bites of it that her handler is giving to her.
She was an upset winner. Explain this to me. How was it that going in, people thought that, was it Mick?
Yes, Mick the Kerry Blue was the favorite going in. There's about 1,400 dog shows throughout the United States year-round, and they accumulate rankings with the more dogs they beat and the more best in shows they win. And Mick had about twice as many best in shows as the nearest competitors during the year. So he was the favorite. But this has been quite a sentimental favorite. She is bred by a woman named Ann Rogers Clark, who is the matriarch of the dog show scene. And in fact, Mrs. Clark had a dog that she handled to a best in show win that is the 8 times back great-grandmother of this dog.
Yeah, this seems to happen often at Westminster. I know that there were 2 Springer Spaniels that won who were father and son, I guess?
Or father and daughter, yes.
Father and daughter. I mean, this world seems at the one hand rather large in that there are thousands of dogs and from all over the country. On the other hand, it seems like a very tight-knit community in which people always seem to know who raised the champion dog and who the champion dog's forebears were.
Well, it's something like the world of horse racing, that generally you have horses that you know are going to be the contenders for the Kentucky Derby, but every once in a while there's like a horse like Seattle Slough, and it kind of comes out of nowhere. So, there's always a chance for people who aren't in that small circle to really make the mark, but, you know, just like the Kentucky Derby, most often the very established bloodlines win.
But completely unlike the Kentucky Derby, and more like, say, pairs figure skating at the Winter Olympics, there isn't a simple stopwatch which tells us who won. It's the ruling of some judge who looked at Surrey Spice Girl and said, she's got something that Mick just doesn't have tonight.
Right, and it's a combination, just like figure skating, of being objective and subjective. There are breed standards that describe these dogs from the tip of their nose to the tip of their toes to the tip of their tail and says what that dog is supposed to look like. But certainly at the best in show level, you have dogs that are absolutely gorgeous. And at that point, it's something of a personality issue, too.
But truthfully, was it evident to you after the 7 dogs, each of whom had won best in the class, were then being judged to see who would be best in show, was it clear to you that there was something about Spice that made her number one last night?
I think, it's sort of like Miss America. So, you know, people have their own favorites that they root for. But she certainly looked absolutely beautiful. And I would say in the press box that, if we were betting people, the money, I actually think after looking at all the dogs present themselves, I would say the money would have been on Spice last night.
Well, Deborah Wood, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, it's been a great pleasure, and I really appreciate it.
Deborah Wood is the author of Top Dogs, Making It to Westminster, speaking to us from Sardi's in Manhattan, where there is today the annual luncheon celebrating the victory last night at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show of Surrey Spice Girl.